Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the salam of Arif Billah, Hazrat Al-Qas, Hazrat Mullah Shaki, Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. It is entitled Jalsa-e Qurb-e Mahabbat.
Mahabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے اگرچہ راہ تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں اگرچہ راہ تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے صلہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ صلہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں سنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی تو اپنے آنسو سے عشق اس کو دوتا رہتا ہے گنہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اے زاہد نادا گنہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اے زاہد نادا کہ ان کی آہ و زاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے بفیض مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل بفیض مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل تو دل پر جلسہ قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جا اختر جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جا اختر بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے, زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے.
This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Ari Billah Rumi Waq Tabrizi Zamana Mujaddidi Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu, which Hazrat has put in poetic form. It shows that how enjoyable our deen is, and Allah Ta'ala has sent us here for a very special purpose, to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what is called the ishq, the true burning love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, when you realize this is your object and purpose of life, then on the spot you'll get such enjoyments, which might be very short moments, but the enjoyments of this cannot be explained by anybody. That is why Hazrat has titled this poem beautifully, just Jalsa-e Qurb-e Muhabbat, a very special closeness and close love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a person gets is like a small jalsa. Between the two sajdas that we sit, we read a short dua. But in that time, a person who is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those duas that he reads, only he and Allah ta'ala knows that close connection. As Allah Hazrat explains in one of the poems of the zikr, Mawlana Rum rahmatullah, he makes of Allah, Allah. And he says, Ahra juz asama hamdam nabood, razra ghayri khuda mahram nabood. That, oh Allah, between me and you, the zikr that I'm making, and is going up to the heavens, only you and me know the secrets of ours. It is only Allah Ta'ala that know the secrets of the heart of every person. So Allah Ta'ala here has sent us. Allah is an embodiment of love. And Allah has sent us in this world to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah did not need to send us, but it is the demand of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala says, Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Qur'an. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this ayat kareema of Suratul Rahman, which comes after Suratul Qamar. In Suratul Qamar, Allah ta'ala explains that Qiyamah is very close. This moon has split already, the very special miracle that took place at the hand of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the command and the will of Allah Ta'ala. Qiyamah is so close that you got very short time in this world. And then Allah Ta'ala explains how Allah Ta'ala destroyed many great nations who did not take heed. Allah gave them strength, might, power, wealth, everything, not to get lost in this world, but to get more connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they got so lost that they even claimed, Fir'aun claim, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. I am the mighty Lord. I created everything. Allah gives respite. Allah is Halim. And Allah is Kareem. Allah is very tolerant. And Allah has created everything with perfection. And all in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah knows when that time will come. So Allah gives us chance. But after every nation that Allah destroyed, Allah reminds us over and over, take heed. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِ وَنُذُرُ. So didn't you see how my punishment came? But warnings came before that. The Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam warned the people. Allah didn't send us here to get lost, but to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in there then Allah ta'ala explains, what is the road to get connected to Allah? وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ وَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرِ. Qur'ani Kareem, we gave you the greatest ni'mat of Allah. Without Qur'an-i Kareem, and this is that ni'mat of Allah, which is the greatest ni'mat directly upon the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is our salvation and solution. And that is why in the next surah, Allah ta'ala reminds us again, that this ni'mat that I have given you, that in Allah mentions this ni'mat before our existence also. Because Allah gives you existence, and you don't connect yourself to Qur'an-i Kareem, that your existence is worthless. So Allah Ta'ala grant me, all of us, this reality. As it says, when you realize this, and you connect yourself to Qur'an-i Kareem, through the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not just to learn it off by heart, But Qurani Kareem must penetrate my heart and must become part of my life. Every drop of blood must be embodiment of Qurani Kareem. And this was the life of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Hazrat explains, in the spot of the love of Allah, Muhabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. Zuba ka khamosh rehti hai, magar dil rota rehta hai. That in the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you are treading the path of the love of Allah, Hazrat explains a very close connection which myself can never understand. But Allah grant us this true reality out of the barakat of our shaykh and our mashaykh. And Hazrat says, in the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such occasions come that you are just quiet. And people think you are just sitting quiet. Or sometimes as we see our mashaykh just making muraqabah, you'll think they are sleeping. But in reality, they are connected to Allah. By the arsh of Allah ta'ala, that Hazrat says, your tongue is quiet. You're not making, your hands are not lifted in dua or anything. Magar dil rota rehta hai. But your heart is crying, oh Allah, so many years I've passed. And this is the time now to beg Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. We have entered the year 1448. How close now Qiyamah is. Another life, another year in my life is gone. And I just wasted my life. And Allah ta'ala is so kind when a person begs, as Hazrat explained in front. When you beg Allah ta'ala for forgiveness, Allah wipes out all your past. And Allah gives you a new life. So we all should be begging, Ya Allah, I wasted my life. I spent it in your disobedience. And you saw me doing it. You could have taken me to task. But you are Haleem and you are Kareem. You love me and you brought me in this Mubarak Majlis. So Hazrat says that when you have come here, then learn the reality is, as at the end of Surah Al-Qamar, Allah Ta'ala explained, after all the nations came and we wiped them out, but those who took heed, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتِ وَنَحَرْ فِي مَقْعَدِ سِقٍ عِنْدَ مَلِيكٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, those who treaded the path of the love of Allah, which is called taqwa, in the company of the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest of all, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they came into the company of the greatest personality, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when taqwa penetrated the heart, Qurani Kareem was the embodiment of life, then whatever conditions could come, they were prepared to give their life, their health, their wealth, their family, everything, but not break their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala promises, that what you will get, that real closeness, here in this world you just get a jalsa of it, but the real jalsa will be fi maq'adi sidqin, the true majlis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where in Jannat, that will be more, the most enjoyable thing in Jannat, which all the ni'mats of Jannat will become like the non-existence when you get the opportunity to be sitting in the majlis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Myself, we don't deserve it, but through the barakat of our mashayikh and through the wasila of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah ta'ala grants us those majlis also. So Hazrat says, that don't worry, this time is very short. Agarche rahi taqwa mein hazaro gham bhi aate hain, magar jo aashiq-e-sadiq hai, gham ko sehta rehta hai. That in the spot of the love of Allah Ta'ala, and this is what Allah Ta'ala wants to show, who are my true lovers? They are prepared to write my love with their blood. And that is, they'll give their life, they'll go out in jihad, but they won't break the commands of Allah. And they won't tolerate others breaking the commands of Allah and stopping us from the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, in the spot of the love of Allah, although many, many obstacles might come, and as Hazrat has termed it so beautifully, this love of Allah is that worry, that concern, that this obstacle come, they must not block me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As beautifully in another poem, Hazrat mentions that in the spot of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never ever break your relation of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time, nafs and shaitan will be attacking you. Sometimes you'll overpower your nafs. Sometimes your nafs will overpower you. 100 times your connection might break, but never ever break your connection with Allah Ta'ala. Keep on making tawbah istighfar. So Hazrat says, if you realize that my life, which I'm in this part of my life, I'm in this imtihan room, that I must be a true lover of Allah, a ashik, a true lover who's got true love. His heart is burning to get that love of Allah Ta'ala. No matter what obstacle comes, he will bear it. And he will go through it. But to get this, بس تنہا نہیں چل سکو گے محبت کی راہ میں. On our own, we weren't able to tread the path of the love of Allah. Our mashayikh say it so beautifully, and our shaykh teaches us, ہم چل رہے ہیں, تم ہماری ساتھ چلو. We are walking on that path. Our elders have taught us, so let us hold the hands of our elders. In other words, we find even our mashayikh, in the silent majlis, Hazrat Mawlana Wasiullah Rahmatullah Ali, great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, used to say, if people don't benefit in my silent majlis, how are they going to benefit in my talking majlis? Allah didn't say come and listen to bayan. Allah Ta'ala said, Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Be with the true righteous and pious, and beg Allah that connection that is in the heart of ihsan, of taqwa, let it penetrate my heart. And that spiritual connection we can't imagine. Hazrat explains, on the other hand, if you think I have come here, it's my life, I must enjoy myself, whatever I want to do, then Hazrat says, what a foolish person. And he saw sad condition, sila ishke majazi ka, ye kaise are toba, ke aashiq rote rehte hai, sanam khud sota rehta hai. Hazrat says, what a stupid fool is that person. He is involved in illicit love affairs. And today the dunya, our sport has become like we love an idol, a god. And we are crying for this team, that team, or for this woman, that woman. Hazrat says, all those idols are sleeping, and you are crying like a fool. Whereas Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Ali mentions that a person 90 years standing in front of his idol and saying, Ya Sanam, oh my idol, oh, but what can that stone? It can't hear, it can't benefit in the least. As his tongue gets little twisted, he's an old man now. By mistake or twisted tongue, he says, Ya Samad. And immediately Allah Ta'ala responds. Samad is that great quality of Allah, that Allah is independent. Allah doesn't need us. It is the demand of the mercy of Allah. Allah created us to become His close friends. So Malaika also say, Ya Allah, that he by mistake, his tongue twisted and he said Samad instead of Sanam. So then Allah Ta'ala says, if I don't answer and respond, what is the difference between the dead God and the only loving Allah? Allah is ever loving, Hayyun Qayyum. So Allah Ta'ala Hazrat explains here, that sadly if you don't realize that Allah has sent us here to get connected to Allah, and our life is very, very short. Hazrat Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Ali says, if Allah only reveals Suratul Asr, and we read it and ponder over it, that will be enough for my hidayat and the hidayat of the whole ummah. But Allah save me, first of all. We recite Qur'an-i Kareem, but we don't make tadabbur. We don't ponder, or we don't have time for Qur'an-i Kareem. Rather in this time, when the world is in turmoil, and we say the whole Muslim ummah is in turmoil, but we still got time to turn to idols and talk about the filthy, dirty sport, etc. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. And Hazrat explains, if we got caught up in all these wrong things, then no problem. Khatao ki agar aayi hai daman par zara sihai, to apne aasuo se ishq usko dhota rehta hai. Don't worry, if all the Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains, you commit one sin, a black dot settles on your heart. If you make tawbah, Allah Ta'ala wipes it out immediately. If you don't, that sun will pull another sun. And then it will, your heart will get blacker and blacker. But still, Hazrat says, with all your sins and mistakes, and even the friends of Allah, they ibadat, they regard as they get closer to Allah, that namaz of mine was wasted. And immediately they make tawbah, istighfar, Allah give me this reality. So Hazrat says, if any black spot settled on your left, in other words, on your kurta, in your heart, then no problem. The tears of the love of Allah Ta'ala, beg Allah Ta'ala and ask Allah for forgiveness. And that is why Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَن يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Who is going to forgive your sins besides Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? So don't worry. You can have mountain loads of sins. You just beg Allah Ta'ala, and one tear will put off the fire of Jahannam. Allah give me tawfiq, all of us, that we may, even Allah is so kind. Allah informed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell my servant, if you can't cry also, pretend like you cry, and I'll still forgive you. Allah give me tawfiq that to make sincere tawbah, and beg Allah Ta'ala for this true love. And this is what shaitan did not have. He was not an aashiq, a true lover. He had great knowledge. He was an abid. He made enough ibadat also. He was a great alim also. But when you don't have the love of Allah Ta'ala, all this will turn into destruction. Pride will come into us. Objections in the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala save us all. And then Hazrat explained, so remember, a person should not think, I've got the love of Allah. All the time, as Hazrat explains us, this does not think in any way that I got it. I'm far from this reality. But Allah brought us in this majlis to make us realize why Allah sent us here. For a short while, to get this closeness of Allah Ta'ala. So on this path, beg Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, never push me off this path. And never think a person is a write-off, he cannot come on this path. Allah Hazrat explains here so beautifully. Gunehgaro ki mat taqeer kar are e zahid nada ki unki aawazari par falak bhi rota rehta hai. Let never ever look down upon the sinners. In other words, don't think, look at that person, where he's off the path. And such a person, he hasn't got guidance of the friends of Allah. So he might think, I'm disinclined from this world, but he's still immature. He's like a tree that is hard, and there's no softness in it. So it will just break. That is why we need the company of the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when a person like that just makes one ah, oh Allah, I let my life in useless. And generally, as Hazrat explained, those people that are involved in that type of company, drugs, womanizing, they will see people like myself when we get fooled, that you people are pious and we are sinners. And that is what actually is Tawbah, that I am a useless, I am a write-off, but never ever have despondency in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness and never ever think that I have reached the love of Allah. That's far from reality. Allah, bring us here and we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over that, oh Allah, don't push us off the spot. Allah is independent. So Hazrat says, when a person like that make tawbah, then Allahu Akbar, his ah, the deep sigh that comes out from his heart, even the malaika cry in the heavens, that, oh Allah, the servant of yours that has got lost, he has come to you. Allah, you pays more attention to him. لَعَنِينُ الْمُذْنِبِينَ أَحَبُّ إِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ سَرْزَجَلِ الْمُصَبِّحِينَ. That person was lost and he cries and he begs Allah for forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala turns such attention to him that those that are all the time engaged in the ibadat, in the tasbih of Allah Ta'ala, although they are special servants, but today Allah gives attention to this person. Like a son who has run away and he is lost and now he comes back begging in the house. And the father, all the other children that are obedient, will tell the mother, give him special treatment today. So it doesn't mean that Allah Ta'ala pushes us one side. But what it means, all the time, we should be making tawbah, istighfar, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never to move us away from the friends of Allah Ta'ala and keep us connected to them. Then Hazrat says, where you will get this reality? Pafayde murshide kamil, jo darde dil huwa hasil. So dil par jalsa kurbati muhabbat hota rehta hai. Hazrat is explaining, he is very high condition and making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, you have connected me to great mashayikh from my youth, and not only one shaykh, three mashayikh. And Hazrat used to say, I've got three rivers of the love of Allah that comes into my heart. And all the time it's just pumping and making shukr to Allah. Oh Allah, by the special favors of my mashayikh, that you gave me the company of perfect mashayikh who didn't alter the path of the love of Allah, didn't bring any type of bid'at in there, that I feel I've got the pain of your love. That, oh Allah, I also want the pain of your love. And that is why I get the special occasions. That special apne kurb ka maza chakale fir kabhi ranje duri mein na kar mubtala. That, oh Allah, I get that occasions which may be short, but short moments. Like Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali says, if Allah gives you one opportunity of one sajda and you feel the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you'll be prepared to give me. You can be ruling over the 250 countries of the world. You'll give that up for that one moment. So Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq, and the real climax of this will be in Jannat. Fi maq'adi sidqin inda malikin muqtadir. All our mashayikh, when they left this world, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, when he left this world, then one of his great murid saw him, his khalifa, Hazrat, how did Allah Ta'ala deal with you? He read the ayat, fi maq'adi sidqin inda malikin muqtadir. Allah gave me that honorable position, and we are not fit for that, but we beg Allah Ta'ala. Allah's kindness is, Whoever you serve, sit with, mix with, try and become like them, Allah will just count us amongst them. And then further Hazrat explains, don't be now a foolish person, jo ghairo par fida karta hai apne kalb wa jaakhtar, bajur mein be wafai haq se wo mahroom rehta hai. Hazrat addressing himself, but in order to make me realize that the greatest crime is the true Allah Rabbul Izzat, out of His mercy and kindness, gave us this life to become the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. And the demand of mercy is that you live under the mercy of Allah and stay in the company of the righteous. Hazrat says, despite all this arrangements, and you don't connect yourself to the man of Allah and learn Qur'an-i Kareem, and this is the only knowledge. Qur'an-i Kareem contains all the knowledge. So that is why Allah mentioned Qur'an-i Kareem first. Then your life will become valuable. Otherwise, we give you existence and you disconnect from Quran Kareem. Hazrat says this is the greatest crime, worse than treason, and you committing treason with Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. So Hazrat says you'll be, because of your disloyalty, Allah gave your life. It's only natural that you give our life back to Allah Taala. And how to do that? We have to love in the company of the man of Allah Ta'ala. Allah guide me and all of us. And out of Allah's sheer mercy and kindness, just count us amongst His love.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. Kitab Hayatul Muslimin. Maimonana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Starting the kitab again, inshallah. It's the new year also. And then starting of the kitab also. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, once he was inspired, he had a dream. And next morning he started writing this kitab, it was an inspired kitab. And he said, from all the kitabs which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which I have written, over 1,000 kitabs, he said, I've got the most hope that Allah ta'ala will give me najat and salvation because of this kitab. So the advices he was given inspired that 25 things the ummah will do, whatever problems we have got in the ummah will come out of our problems. Allah give us tawfiq to practice, inshallah. He starts off the khutbah, all praise is due to Allah ta'ala who has revealed in his kitab. Allah says in the Quran, what is he who was dead? Then we gave him life and created for him a light with which he walks amongst people. Can he be the same as one who dwells in darkness, unable to emerge from it? The people of Iman who got light, can they be like the people of Kufr and darkness and sin who cannot come out from that light? Salat and salam be upon his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom Allah ta'ala granted his speech, the Kalamullah, the Quran-i Kareem. And Allah ta'ala says, similarly, we have revealed to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a ruh, that is wahi of our command. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called his ummah to the great thawab of wahi. Allah ta'ala says that, O people of Iman, answer Allah and the Rasul when they call you towards death, which will give you life. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam steered the ummah towards the lofty and glorious heights of wahi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah ta'ala established Iman in their hearts. And Allah has aided them with the ruh, with the spiritual power from Him. In other words, Allah Ta'ala says, whoever practices righteousness, be it male or female, and he is a believer, most assuredly we will grant him a prosperous worldly life. And in the year after we shall reward for them, we shall reward them for the virtuous deeds which they practice upon. Another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, whoever turns away from my remembrance, for him will be adversity even before Qiyamah, that is in the grave. And we will resurrect him blind on the day of Qiyamah. Regarding the people of Jahannam, Allah Ta'ala says, لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا, neither they will die therein, nor will they be alive. Thus the life in the fire will be a life of misery, in which there will be no comfort and prosperity. Although that life will not be death, it will also not be life. On the basis of these Quranic ayat and numerous others, the Mufassireen have stated that true spiritual life and the life of the year after, as well as the worldly life, are rights which belong exclusively to the obedient servants of Allah Ta'ala. This conclusion is manifest from the many Quranic verses. In spite of the clarity of this issue, our Muslim brothers have become grossly forgetful of it and behave as if they never heard of the basis and proofs of this claim of the Mufassireen. Their indifference is so stark, so open, that one gains the impression that this matter and its proofs never even cross their minds. The two kinds of existence mentioned earlier, of the worldly life and the life of the akhirat. Regarding the year after, our brothers do recognize to a degree that it is only for the obedient servants of Allah Ta'ala. But insofar as this life is concerned, The thought of it being the exclusive right of the obedient servants of Allah Ta'ala is exceptionally remote from their minds. Thus throughout the world we observe avalanches and mountains of hardship and misfortune continuously depending and descending and crashing upon the Muslims. Despite this situation, the causes and the remedy have not occurred to anyone. Those who attempt to devise some remedy for this state of degradation and plan to save the situation are confronted with utter failure and total failure because they have failed to diagnose the disease. Because you have got a wrong diagnosis, it results in a wrong prescription of the remedy. So therefore the disease, instead of getting cured, it gets worse and worse. The natural consequence of such wrong, misguided and unprincipled plans and schemes devised to take out the ummah from the depths of that degradation is nothing other than the deterioration of the disease. The sickness is getting worse and worse. However, it is seen that failure upon failure does not deter the misguided diagnosis who believe in the rectitude of their prescriptions of error. People are giving all prescriptions but the wrong prescriptions, and the ummah is going into worse and worse problems. The cause of this practical ignorance and misguidance is intellectual ignorance. We do not know the Quran and Hadith. These practitioners do not fully acknowledge the divine declarations of the Quran and Hadith, which have shown the root causes of the calamities which have overtaken the ummah with such disastrous consequences as we behold. They proclaim that they have got iman in them. What then is the meaning of their partial acknowledgement? Iman in Allah and His Rasul means to acknowledge them and believe them to be truthful in every aspect, every statement, every deed. But partial acceptance of some statements and rejection of some fall within the scope of this ayat. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Do you believe in only part of the book and you reject part of the book? So therefore a person, now we have to look at what is the disease and what is the cure which has been given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah we will continue next week. Allah Ta'ala give us true understanding.